The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hey, I'm Leslie from Minnesota, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
It's Ashley Martin from Dallas, Texas, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
My name is Rick, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
I'm Mary Jean Cancel, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 524 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on today's show, please God, let me say this correctly, is the one and only Michelle Scribner-McLean.
Yeah, you said it right. Just maybe no pause in between. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Scopa.
The dramatic effect.
Thank you. How are you?
Getting there. Okay.
Yeah? Training all right?
Well, training. This question is whether or not it'll be training in vain. That's all.
Yeah. Well,
how about you?
Kudos to you. Well, I did my goofy 15 yesterday. Did my 5.5 the day before, and feeling okay. The big gigantic paper wasp nest is still there though, and it was moving when I went by. So, yeah, it was turning. All right, so I have a double shout out, and it is, you guys, I don't know if Chris knows this, but we just celebrated our 5th anniversary as a podcast. And so my first shout out is to, I posted it on Facebook and Twitter, and we had lots and lots, dozens and dozens and dozens of people who wished us happy anniversary. So thank you to everybody who did say happy anniversary, and everybody who listens. We couldn't do it without you. So that's my first one. And the second one is to our resident birthday boy. Somebody had a birthday this week.
Who?
And his name is Chris Eliopoulos.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday, Chris.
I'm old.
Yeah,
I'm old.
You are.
You're just older.
Older?
You're older than you were last week. That's all.
You're old and you're adorable.
Well, older definitely. Adorable, not so much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. It was. Mm-hmm. Surrounded by family, which was good.
All right. So, and your podcast friends, too.
Yeah. And so even though I wasn't here for the full 5 years, congratulations on your 5 years doing this. Well, I came in, I was on what, the second or third episode?
You were very early on.
Yeah, I was right there in the beginning, so.
Tapped you on the shoulder early on. Yeah.
So I was there all five, technically, but still proud to be a part of it.
Well, we're happy you're here.
Okay, since I'm already basically introduced, Mike, you don't have to worry about it. But so my song, oh my God, I've turned into a 15-year-old girl. Now that I'm 50, I've turned into a 15-year-old girl. The song I've been listening to endlessly is by Meghan Trainor. It's called Me Too. And it's just a boppy, fun song, and it really gets you moving when you're running. So.
Wow.
So look that
and
one
Meghan
up.
Trainor is from?
Lowell. I don't know.
Nantucket. No, not Bill Ricka. She's from Massachusetts.
Of course.
Yeah. Nantucket.
Figured it had to be around that area because nobody you wouldn't point it out otherwise, right? Guess where she's from?
Not
Nebraska.
From New Jersey. Not from New Jersey. No. All right. What are we talking about?
Well, before we even get into it, I think it's only, we don't live in a vacuum, so we want to take a moment to send out our prayers to those people who were impacted by the horrific shooting in Las Vegas on Sunday night, and we hope that that community and the rest of the country begins a healing process, and let's hope that we don't have any more of those kinds of incidents. So our prayers go out to the families, and with that, we move on. We are going to talk about something that sort of a different approach to what we have done many times in the past. We've always talked about trying to help those who are training for the very first time for Disney Race or a Disney Race weekend, a challenge weekend. And we always say, this is what you should do. This is how you should prepare. But what we, Michelle and Chris and I are going to try to do on this show is tell you what not to do. Sometimes telling you what not to do is the best way of leading you to what you should do. So this is going to be an interesting show because we're basically telling you all the bad things that you should avoid doing when you are training for a Disney race or a race weekend. So having said that, I'm going to turn it over, ladies first, to Michelle to start us off with her first piece of advice on what not to do.
All right. My first piece of advice is you are so tempted when you go to the expo with all the new cool things, with the New Balance shoes and all the different vendors there, with all the different leggings and shorts and shirts and socks and all the cool things that you can get. But don't wear something new when you're doing your first Disney race or any of the Disney races. You want to stick to your same ratty old t-shirt that you wear in your training runs or those same sneakers that have a few hundred miles left in them. Don't try something new for the race because you could end up getting a blister or just really feeling uncomfortable. So don't do it.
Good point. Chris?
Well, mine rolls right into that one, though, which I like. And it's kind of embarrassing. A lot of people for Disney runs like to dress up. So just like you're saying, don't try something new. I would recommend that you don't run at least once with your costume on before the actual race. Even if you have to look like a fool while you're running around town locally, I would do that because, like you said, you can chafe and things can hurt that you don't realize.
So you don't avoid running at least once.
Yeah, don't run without your costume before the race.
I got it. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't realize I garbled that one a little bit. But it's sort of the same process that you're talking about. You know, make sure, like you're saying, without the sneakers, because sometimes people wear weird things on their sneakers, or, you know, make sure, you know, those things, you've at least run with them once before you go to the big race. Michael.
So I want to, before I even give mine, I want to say something. It's funny how I agree with both of what you both said. Michelle, I agree 100% because this is one thing you don't want is you don't want a bad surprise on a race day because you're wearing a new pair of sneakers or a new pair of shorts or a new pair of whatever. And then, Chris, I agree with you about the costume, but when you think about it, wouldn't you want to try the costume just to make sure that you can run in it? You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're just saying don't run the distance. You're just saying, you know, maybe take it out for a 10 or 15 minute spin and then.
Because you don't know. Sometimes they have like tags that stick out, or, you know, you've got something that bunches in the wrong spot, or, you know, I mean, I can't tell you.
I hate the
not
bunches.
The bunches in the wrong. But I've seen, you know, I've seen the people that are all excited, you know, at the marathon, and they're wearing their tutus and they've got the things on their, you know, the things on their heads, and by you pass them at mile 11. And they look like they were in like a car accident. You know, everything's off to the side.
They're disheveled. Yeah.
Disheveled. There's bloody nipples. It's a total mess. You know, and it's just hysterical, like the before and after. So at least try running with it before you go. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Michael.
Yeah. Okay.
So what's yours?
Oh, there's so many to choose from. I think one of the things that I definitely don't do, and a lot of my running colleagues don't do, is on the night before a race, we do not have anything close to a salad. We stay away from salads. We may do some carb loading, which is maybe good. Maybe I don't know if that helps, but definitely stay away from anything that would active in about 12 hours. So I would definitely stay away from salad and anything fibrous, I guess. So that would be my one of my do not do things.
I would just say in general, though, right? In general, you're going to Disney. There's all these great new like restaurants that you don't normally eat at. I would just say be careful what you eat at any of those restaurants. Don't eat something you normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? Chris just took one of mine.
I know. I'm sorry. I had it, and then Mike kind of talked about the salads, and I said, you know, it's just in general, just be careful. Don't eat anything you wouldn't normally eat the night before.
And it's so tempting because there's so many cool things to eat. So, yeah, just try to stick with what you already know.
Yeah, we did it was great. There was we went to and this is something else you could – it's not what not to do, but maybe what you should do. 2 years ago, I believe, we went to what's the restaurant in Yacht Club? The Captain's Grill?
Captain's
Grill, right? And so it was sort of in our hotel because we were going to go to bed early, which is one of my other little no-nos. But they were making a runner's special that night. It wasn't on the menu, but it was special for that night. It was chicken, pasta, very like no sauce. It was very kind of perfect for the night before a race. So it's fun to check to see if some of these restaurants have specials. We went to another year. We went over to Mike, what's that Italian restaurant? Il Mulino, right? That we went to that time?
Yes.
And we went there before.
Thank you, by the night way.
The night before a race, and there were so many runners there that were looking to carb up. They had a rule where they said there were no exceptions to the menu. So, like, you couldn't even order plain pasta. It was only whatever they had on the menu. So just be careful about that as well, wherever you go. Wow, that was a lot. I think Michelle's next, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so... my rule is, I'm sure both of you guys had this on your list. This is kind of a no-brainer, but also just very, very hard at Walt Disney World. Don't do too much walking the day before your race.
Right. Okay, whether it's back and forth, you and I.
Whether it's your first 5K or whether it's a marathon. And believe me, I have been there. You're at Walt Disney World. You want to do all the things and see all the newest things and check out Pandora and hang out with your family. Just say, can't do it. That's why I always think it's a good idea to kind of have your vacation after your races. But stay at your resort, try to stay out of the sun, and don't do too much walking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you stole mine now. So you happy? You happy now?
Yeah,
You got back at each other? Here's one to do. Don't not look at the course map before you head down. I always feel like when I know what's coming up, I do better in a race. So don't not look at that map that you've got. Pretty simple, but there you go. Michael, save me.
When you go to Walt Disney World, there's so much to do. There's so much to see. But if you're a runner, you don't want to stay up for any of the fireworks. You want to, because you know you have to get up early. You know you have to get up about 3 o'clock. So if you stay for 10 o'clock fireworks and you happen to be going to see Happily Ever After and that shows at 10 and then it's over at about 10:20 and it doesn't take you, 5 or 10 minutes to get out of the park, it may take you 45 minutes. So you may not even get to sleep till midnight and that means you're going to get maybe 3 hours sleep. So, you know, try to remember. You don't want to go see Illuminations. You don't want to see the Star Wars Spectacular.
No, but I do want to see it.
Yeah, but not the night before a race. Do not, do not, do not.
All Michelle? Right.
Michelle?
Don't forget to hydrate the day before, especially the day before your race. Mm-hmm. You want to push the fluids. You want to make sure that you... not to be too delicate here, but check your pee and make sure that it's a light color because dark pee means you're not hydrated enough. You want it to be light and you want to hydrate as much as you can the day before while you're staying off your feet and avoiding fireworks and not eating anything new. Chris?
That's a pleasant thought. and of course, one of the things I had written down as well, we're all pretty much on the same page. This one... don't lie about your race times ahead of time.
Oh, I had that too.
try to get that early corral so you don't, because I think so many people are afraid that they're going to be swept. They try to get up in the front so that they can beat the sweepers, but it does nothing but cause congestions and problems for everybody involved. So don't lie. just tell the truth. They know where to put you.
Yeah, I actually, I had similar, don't move to a new corral.
That one too.
Yeah. It kind of goes with it, because even if your buddy is in a different corral, I mean, I think you can move back to run with somebody slower, but if somebody happens, there's some way that you can get into an earlier corral. There's congestion, but also it's, you know, as Mike can attest, that Mike was put into a corral that was a little faster. It was stressful, wasn't it, Mike, to be in a different corral?
It was stressful just going in there and seeing everyone that had legs growing off from their necks. very, very stressful because it happens when you're in any race. You get caught up in the first 5 or 10 minutes, and I found myself running very, very fast. It was bad enough I was in that corral, but who am I with? I'm with Eddie McCoy. And so, you know, Eddie and I were starting off pretty fast, and at one point I just said, no, it's not for me. But, it's pretty stressful, and I agree with Chris. You know, don't lie. I mean, what do you don't gain anything, really, by being in a quicker corral. First off, it's going to be stressful, like you said, Michelle. Secondly, you know, it's dishonest, so... I do that.
Yeah. Plus, uh-huh. I mean, it also affects the people that are behind you that may be faster and they have to all go around you. And that seems to always be a big thing when it comes to Disney races is having to go around people who are either doing the run walk method and don't go to the side, or people who put themselves in a higher corral and are much slower. So just make it nice for everybody, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What about you, sir?
Okay. This goes under the category of do not be impatient. And by that, I mean when you start off on a Disney race, sometimes you want to get off and start off real fast and you get really impatient with the crowds. And I have seen someone do this, and I'm saying do not run on the grass. Do not go on the grass, because if we're talking Florida, we're talking humidity, we're talking some wet grass, we're also maybe talking about uneven ground. And I do remember one race in which 50, not even 50 yards from the start, there was a runner who was rolling on her side, holding her ankle. She had decided to run on the grass, and she had slipped and she had turned her ankle. So you're not going to gain anything by getting on the grass. And that goes... That holds true for race at Cone Alley when you're coming out of the Magic Kingdom on the halves and the fulls. A lot of people will run on the grass, and it's kind of sloped, so you have to be very careful. So do not run on the grass when you're running a race, a Disney race. Michelle?
All right. So you kind of started to talk about this, about the corrals, but this kind of goes along with it. This is don't forget to run your own race. So this is something that I always tell myself when I start a Disney race, because it's so exciting with the fireworks and the announcers, and you want to go quickly. But I actually say to myself over and over again in my head, or sometimes out loud, and then people give me strange looks. I just say, run your own race, run your own race, run your own race. And what I'm trying to remind myself to do is to think of my training, all those hours that I spent out on my training runs. And, you know, it was just me. And I was just kind of thinking about my own running. And there weren't hundreds of people around me running at different paces, faster, slower, the same. So it's just, I think it's just a good thing to not forget to, this is your race. And you have to run it the way that you want to run it, or you're going to get results that you don't necessarily want. And I'm not saying don't get caught up in the excitement, but if you go too fast, then you're going to run out of gas later on.
Yeah. And that's a big one, right? Because the Disney races, you get so excited in the beginning. They get you so pumped up, and you race out of there with the fireworks going. And then, you know, 5 miles later, you're like huffing and puffing and wondering what you were doing. So,
right, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, good.
We're only at the midpoint right now of all the don'ts we want to tell you. Don't do this, don't do that at a Run Disney race. We've got a lot more to go, so we want you to join us on the next episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast as we complete our list of don'ts for Run Disney races. So, for Michelle Scribner-McLean, and for Chris Eliopoulos. This is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.